Caroline Willie D-Mace chasing for Caroline today. 102.5, 106.3 the game. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason, Willie Donick joins us now from Buffalo, New York. And we head to our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and say hello to the head coach of the Vanderbilt Commodores, Jerry Stackhouse, who has been nice enough to join us. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Good morning. How you guys?
Oh, we're feeling good.
Let me say something right quick. Coach Stack, I am extremely happy that you did me a favor as a Michigan State alum, that you beat Michigan. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Boy, was that nice to see. Believe me.
Oh, man. The old Michigan battle, man. I know those roots run deep.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Look, Coach, this guy has been – I mean, you guys took care of Michigan in the NIT. His Spartans win in the NCAA tournament. I mean, he's been floating around this building the last few days. He's been feeling good.
No, I know that's right. He don't know it's 30 degrees outside. It's already spring. I get it.
So, yeah, and look, I mean, this is the thing that I've loved is just the swagger that your team has had as of late. And I mean, you know, going through the NIT and gotten that chip on your shoulder, I mean, it showed, and Michigan gave you a battle. I was telling these guys that it was such a fun game to watch, but you ultimately came out on top. What does that say just about the resolve that the young men on your team have?
No, man, I mean, it's fun to watch, man. It's fun to watch these guys compete. They enjoy being around each other. I mean, they enjoy, you know, trying to bring a game plan to, you know, to the game. And then just, you know, they just really believe that they're going to find a way to win. And I think the best. That's an intangible that I don't know. I mean, you work on, but you don't know when that's going to click in. But they really feel like they're going to find ways and make plays to win, and it worked for us. Man, I don't know. Win that game 9 out of 10 times, but we did win it the one time, and I think they really believe that. I mean, late game situation, the execution has been, you know, really sharp. Again, still a degree, another level that we can go to, but it's been sharp enough for us to have success. And again, being able to bring some pressure late and extend the game, you know, playing against more of an inexperienced team. I think our experience showed up. You know, we obviously, you know, Jordan was an unbelievable force, being able to guard, Dickerson down the stretch, you know, putting a smaller body on him. I mean, he'd had a hell of a game up until Jordan really kind of took him out of it. So it's just good to see our veterans and guys that's been around step up and make plays and find a way for us to win.
Jordan, you bring him up, and we've talked to you about him so much, as he was your first recruit. He's helped you build this program. And, you know, with whatever he's been faced with this year, Coach, it feels like he's been able to overcome it and step up when his number's called. And that's been really cool to watch.
Man, Vanderbilt man. That's all I can say. That's what he's the epitome of what we wanted to be. Again, he dealt with some adversity, you know, throughout the season. I mean, he probably had his best season just from a statistical standpoint or you know, decisions making or whatever, even from a defensive standpoint. But, you know, he battled through it, and now he's playing as well as anybody for us, you know, making plays for others, making plays for himself when he's needed. But again, like I said, doing whatever the team needed. I mean, I think he's really, and that takes some time for some guys to settle into a role when they maybe had envisioned something bigger, you know, just maybe from a scoring standpoint after Scotty left, and, you know, feel like I need to step up in this role. But that's for Jordan, and we just need him to be the ultimate utility guy, to be able to still be able to get 25 on a given night, but more so than that, just make the right play. The perfect game for him, I think, would be, you know, 8 points, 8 assists, 8 rebounds, and he probably got 4 or 5 steals. He's just able to do those things, and those type of things make our team better. We needed him to do more once Liam went out, but still, him being a playmaker and utility is. And he's embraced it. And really, that's part of why we've been having the success that we've been having.
We're talking with Jerry Stackhouse, Vanderbilt's head basketball coach. They've got a game coming up against UAB. Now, Coach, every game presents its own sort of challenges. And obviously, the challenge in this game was the length and the height of Michigan. How do you approach that? Because it's different from trying to guard a team that shoots, you know, very well from the 3-point line, or a team that, you know, does a really good job at defending. But when you face a team that is as long and big as Michigan, how do you prepare for that?
No, I think we have length too. Again, it's just about at our four, we like to space the floor. I mean, they went with two bigs a little bit with Dixon and Reed, and you know that actually took another shooter off the floor for us, so it helped us out. I think one of those things when you're dealing with a guy like Dickinson, you know he's going to score. I mean, I thought those shots that he made against Quentin were contested as just, you know, one-on-one shots that he made those shots. We watch games and watch film, and he's missed some of those shots. He had it going a little bit, but do we allow those other guys to be impactful as well by coming out and doubling, and all of a sudden now guys are getting open threes, or do we live with those twos and try to play the percentages there? And I think that was it. You know, we had some opportunities where we could come and be aggressive and double at the right time. But for the most part, we live with him playing with Q playing one-on-one. You know, one could say that, he almost beat us, but he didn't. At the end of the game when we, you know, picked up our pressure a little bit and wouldn't allow him to catch it on the post, we were able to get some stops and score ourselves and ultimately win the game. But those are the decisions that you live with. If there's a guy so good on the block that he's the only guy that can beat us, yeah, we maybe come in double team and they don't have the shooters. But those are percentages and kind of the analytics that we look at going into every game. Can these guys, are they taking enough threes? Can they make enough threes to beat us? Or should we stay home with them and live with playing one-on-one in the post?
Now, with such a short turnaround, and it's not like you guys haven't played games in, you know, two or three days back-to-back, sort of, how do you get more out of the bench play? Because ultimately, as you move further and further along in the tournament, you're going to need guys outside Ezra and Lawrence to contribute to wins.
Yeah, I mean, I think we do need some guys to step up off the bench. I thought Emmanuel Esson came in and gave us some good energy minutes. Last game, Trey made a big shot for us. He hadn't shot, you know, he hasn't shot well, but, you know, he's a guy that we trust. I mean, know that we're going to get on the defensive end as well. Even though he's smaller in size, he's probably one of our best screeners. He's one of the best guys at going and trying to seek contact on defensive boards. And I've seen him make shots. And I think so. We're hoping to get him going a little bit more. We spent Monday. It was kind of cool that we didn't really know what was going to happen when the game was. And the fact that we had an extra day, we just spent that first day back Sunday just trying to get some shots, getting a lot of shots up. But it's not just us, man. I think they something came out about just the NCAA tournament in period. I mean, all the teams are shooting 30% from three. So I don't know if it's just crediting it to good defense or, you know, guys finding their leg this first week, and hopefully, you know, we come out and shoot well and the team that we're playing still stay around that less than 30%. But I think we're due. I think we're due, man, to make a few more shots. But it all kind of predicated on our offense, making sure that we're in the right spots and getting guys the shots that we know that they can make and can take and make.
Coach Jerry Stackhouse is with us here on 102.5 The Game. And Coach, I know how you guys felt. I know I felt like I got punched in the gut when I didn't see Vanderbilt's name come up on the board when they announced the pairings. And I played on an NIT championship team in 1990. So you get that feeling, right? Teams can go either way when they go to the NIT. I've seen some teams kind of just check out. But I admire the way your team just said, you know what, we're going to play with the chip on our shoulder. We're staying engaged in this thing. That's admirable, especially with a veteran team.
Well, I need to send you a fee, man. I know you, I mean, you've been Team Vandy, man, all the way, man. I've been wanting to like your tweets and retweet them, but I'm like, man, I can't do that.
Well, look, I'm emotionally involved. I'm not going to lie, but I just put the numbers out there, and I talked to some guys on the committee.
No, man, I thought we did what we had to do. It just wasn't in the cards for us this year, and I think that we've learned for it. It's almost like we're still learning too. I think as far as how we kind of build our schedule and how we move forward, you know, I'm kind of having the, you know, still coming back from my pro. you know, kind of my pro approach. Again, you win the most games, and you win more toward the end of the season than you beat the teams. Those are the best teams, you know, in my mind. But I think we have to think about, you know, the net and how it's effective. But again, it's one thing. Probably a year ago, we were happy with the net because we were so bad in it, and we took major steps each year. We probably jumped 40 points in the net, getting better and better. And then this year, it's like, oh, we hate the net because it didn't, you know, we didn't have that jump, or we didn't our schedule, or we didn't beat people by enough points early in the season. And it's just not the right way to think about it. If that was really the reasons why we didn't get in there, could have been some other factors. Maybe Liam not being a part of the team anymore, and the kind of the impact that he had. You know, I think there's a lot of factors. They say there's four or five. I don't know which one cost us the most, but I think I like our approach of going out and beating teams in our league, being, you know, winning the fourth or tied for the fourth best record in our league, you know, having a little bit of tougher schedule than some of the other teams in our league that don't have to play at Kentucky or Tennessee or Florida twice. At the end of the day, man, I'm not one to cry over spilled milk. We take what it is. We left some unfinished business in the NIT. Hopefully we can get that done this year, and then we look to take that next step next year, man. And I think that it's good for our guys to keep playing. A lot of these teams are going home. NCAA teams are going home now. We're still playing, so I think that's the fun part of it.
Well, one of the things you told us a few weeks ago, after you guys had started to have some success, we were asking about Ezra Mignone and his emergence as the season's gone along. He's gotten a lot better, which is another thing that I think the committee should look at in the future, is going back to saying, how do teams improve as the season goes on? You were saying, you know, at the time, I don't think he had hit a three-point shot, maybe one. But if you look at these last three or four games, he's starting to hit that shot. And you told us that he was coming along in those areas. That's a great example of a guy that just keeps working to get better. And I know you're really thrilled to have him back next year.
Yeah, man, no doubt. I mean, he works on it, man. He's improved on it. He takes, corrective criticism with everything that he does, you know, from a defensive standpoint, offensively, just knowing that, you know, him being able to make those shots. But, again, not to settle for him either. I like the ones when the ball moves and it's the right one, but he's such a great penetrator that I don't want him to settle. He has a really good pull-up game. But it is fun to watch. You just see, you know, we're tiring. All these guys, you just look at them and think they got better and understood what their role needed to be. Nobody really knew. Again, like I said, it was a lot of new pieces that we had to figure out what their roles were. You can't just get that. And even though I was glad that we had that European trip this year, had a chance to play some games and bond a little bit. I think that really helped us. Still, when you get into the real games, the non-conference games, get into the SEC play, things kind of develop. You have injuries, you have guys that you have to continue to grow them as men and not just basketball players. So there's some decisions that you have to make there that are, you know, a little bit more important than maybe just winning a game in that particular time. But maybe in the big scheme of things, you look at it and say, okay, well, you probably should have. We did what we need to do to have long-term success in our program and not, just worry about a one-off. And if that costs us, it costs us, but I think it's going to benefit us in the long run.
We're talking to Jerry Stackhouse, Vanderbilt basketball coach, NIT tomorrow against UAB. Coach, I'm headed to Vegas tomorrow, so unfortunately I won't get to go to the game. I'm just going to get Vegas warmed up for y'all because that's what I'm hoping. Just get it warmed up and let them know that the Commodores are coming.
Let us know, man. Hopefully we'll be joining you there this weekend, man. But it's business at first, man. It's a lot of excitement here, man, what we've been able to do here in Memorial. You just don't even realize it. I think they just said 14 home wins this year. The streak that we're on right now and being able to hopefully close it out. We win in front of our fans and our students back from spring break. So I know it's going to be crazy. And hopefully we can play our game, defend the way that we're capable of, and get to Vegas for the chance to do this thing the way we're supposed to.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, best of luck, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Okay, guys. Appreciate you. Bye.
That's Jerry Stackhouse, Vanderbilt basketball coach, joining us here on the show. Willie is in the fray. We'll talk a little bit about some of the things you just heard there, and
I
some
appreciate
hoops
the
as well.
Shout out from Coach Stack. I'm glad he was seeing what was out there. That was, I'll tell you, I really admire, because there's some teams that when their name isn't called, they check out, and they've gone the other way, and they've played well. So kudos to him.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's just a fun one to watch, a fun run for sure. We'll come back with more next here on Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace. Chase in for Caroline today, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.